Oh, it's nice and tall. What do you do like this? You go like this the whole time? Well, you know. Well, yeah, that's, you want to try to win a game, you know. We're gonna run the game, we're gonna throw the ball, and each play we can either run or we can pass, so we're gonna stick with that as a game plan. No, I'm just playing.
Can you lock him? Because you defend him. I mean, you did it on national TV yesterday.
Because that's my dude. That's Joe Cool. As T.O. would say, that's my quarterback. You know, that's my teammate. So, but nah, you know what I mean? We like to have fun, right? You know, just keep it loose. So, you know, Joe's my dude, though.
Run stopping standpoint.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You been crying?
No.
All right.
I don't sleep enough. All right. From a run stopping standpoint, what do you feel like has been some of the problems that have cropped up this year for you guys?
I think, like I said before, we just, you know, we got a lot of new guys, a lot of new paces. We just got to trust that the guy will do the job. The guy next to him will do his job, and you got to do yours for him. So that's pretty much it.
And do too much sometimes, like try to make the
I think, and we all been a victim of that at times, you know, just trying to, everybody just really want to be hungry to make the play, you know, I want to make the play for the team, and you know, sometimes it can bite you in the butt, you know, being too aggressive, and you know, that's nothing new around here. Like, that's how teams try to, you know, game plan us and scheme us, is because we are aggressive defense, so they try to use our aggressiveness against us. But we're just gonna continue to play football, and we're gonna continue to work and get better and get back to the norm, to what you guys are used to seeing.
Missing tackles, that could be from being too aggressive too.
Nah. I mean, it can be, but you know, you miss a tackle. I mean, this isn't the NFL. I mean, I've missed some tackles. I'm not sure if y'all ever caught them on tape though, but you know, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's gonna happen. You just don't want to miss too many of them.
Thank you.
What's the first thing of Carson Palmer? What pops in your head?
USC. You know, I'm an Arizona State guy. He went to USC. You know, he edged me out for the Heisman. And, you know, just he had all these little, you know. But, you know, he's one of those underrated quarterbacks that can make every throw, you know, especially if he gets in a groove. I mean, y'all all saw it when he was in Cincinnati. I remember vividly, you know, games I thought we had won and, you know, Carson Palmer got in his groove and, you know, he torched us. So, but he's a really good quarterback and, you know, he knows us pretty well too. So he's going to come planning on having a good day. So.
You like a lead-footed quarterback there, though, instead of a scrambler?
Say that again?
You like a lead-footed quarterback?
You kind of like a quarterback that, you know, tends to not want to move around too much. But, I mean, it doesn't make, you know, my job any easier. You know, he's still a quarterback. There's still offensive linemen there. And, you know, and there's still timing and everything and situations. So you still got to play the game. But, you know, this is one of the more dangerous quarterbacks because he don't scramble. You know, he'll stand in the pocket and make the play and make the right throw. So,
Terrell, is it a shock to the system at all to get to the midpoint of the season and look up and see that the defense is not, as you said earlier, kind of what you guys are used to?
I mean, it's like we know it's not the traditional numbers that y'all are used to, but I think y'all weighing in too much on it. I mean, it's like I said, it's not the end of the world. We still have a chance, you know, to win the division. We still have a chance to get a first-round bye and do everything. It just hasn't come the traditional way that you guys are used to, you know, us achieving that. But, you know, as long as we continue to get win, as long as we continue to get better week by week, then I don't think there's anything – you know, that we need to worry about. But until we lose, drop 3, 4, 5 in a row and possibly miss the playoffs, then you guys can start talking about, well, oh, you know, the defense is this, the defense is that. But until then, I mean, let's just stay in the positive. Everything we still want to do, all the goals we set, you know, at the beginning of the season are still there. I mean, every defense, you know, you don't say, our goal is to be this ranked and that ranked. You know, your goal is to win your division, get the first round bye, and you know, make it to the playoffs and contend for a Super Bowl. Traditionally, you need a great defense to achieve those things. And we're going to get back to being a great defense. But, you know, until right now, all we can worry about is this game this weekend, which is Oakland. And we're gonna play some good football. So.
One positive number, though, is the red zone defense. What's been the key to that?
Bend but don't break. We have... We have probably one of the best safeties ever to play the game, and when he gets too close, when he gets constricted room back there, he don't like it. So the fire kind of gets lit again, and you know, we ready to go. So just go ahead.
As players, what can you guys do to sort of reduce the number of penalties that are cropping up in the first half of the season?
I guess play better football. I don't know. I mean, it was some series of penalties down in the Cleveland game. I've made a affected one. You know, I was kind of yelling at the referee, and, you know, my head coach kind of took it for me. But, you know, it just you just can't let the emotion of the game get to you so much. You know, if it's a play, you kind of just got to have a short memory and get over it. But, you know, I mean, like I said, penalties, you know, that I think we can definitely – that's something you can definitely control. So, I mean, I'm not really too beat up about it. I'm not going to go talk to, you know, our defense and be like, yo, we got to get less penalties. We got to play better football, but we definitely got to keep our composure.
Is one of the vets, is one of the leaders in this team. I wonder if you could kind of speak to sort of pride people feel about Torrey, the player that Torrey Smith has become. A young guy came in here and sort of maybe took a little bit of grief foolishly. In the
beginning. Take you're doing a story on Torrey.
I think
okay. Torrey is awesome, you know, and, you know, we're very hard on rookies around here. So, you know, Torrey came in as a rookie last year, gave him the name Tweet. And, you know, he took it in stride. You know, his personality, he fits right in with us. And, you know, just everything, especially as of late, the things he had to overcome. And he's been one of those very few players that you can say, you know, is a Raven. You know, that you can go throughout the history of our organization. There's very few players that you can say a Raven. And you know, Torrey, I think he's shaping up to become one of those.
This is your first home game after the injury. You've always had kind of a rapport with the people here.
Yeah.
Tell me about the significance of that to your game.
Well, I didn't think about it until you just mentioned it. But it's going to be weird, you know, finally playing in M&T. But it's where I belong, you know. In rehabbing and in the training room is not where I belong. It's just not a place for me. But on the field, in M&T, with our fans, is definitely home for me. So I just can't wait, you know, to get out there and start playing for them again.
You make a push for them to introduce the defense this week?
Nah, I'm going to kind of let it stay as it lies because, you know, there's a certain home game coming up that we might want the defense to get called out for. But, you know, that's pretty much coach's call. But it's all in fun, you know. We have enough marquee offensive guys that the crowd can still get into it, especially with Mighty Mouse right here to the left. And, you know, so it's still fun. You know, usually we all know in the early, you know, like when I first got here, Tindley wasn't as loud when the defense got – I mean, when all got introduced compared to the defense. Now it's just as loud. So it's pretty awesome. It's going to be fun. Whichever team get introduced, it's going to be awesome.
How
far back are you close to 100%?
I don't know. I think only thing really can determine that is my play. As I get better, you know, I can get some of the explosion back. And, you know, not only that, my win, you know, my game time win. We pretty much evaluate, you know, after every game. You know, the first game I had 40 snaps, second game I had 55 snaps. So, you know, we're definitely progressing in that area. And we're just going to continue to go, so.
All right.